Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess for tonight, Miss La Crush Hearts. And this is what we call the Monday Night Jukebox, where I play the best in hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, and also indie artists. Right now, it is officially fall. The sun is gone away and the cold has come. No. It's all right out here in New York City. It is 9 o'clock, September 16th, 2013. The lines are open as always, 805-830-8320. We're going to go ahead and take a quick music set and come back and talk about the weekend. How was yours? Call up, and I'm going to definitely give you the 411 on mine. I think that's how it's going to go tonight. I'm going to just take it nice and easy and smooth and just have a good old time. So if you want to holla at your girl, definitely call the number, and I'm going to be right back.
Them other girls you done been with, none of them got nothing on me. Ain't got my style, they ain't got nothing on me, nothing on me. Where I walk, where I talk, my swagger. Look around, every dude wanna have her. I ain't saying that I'm the best, but I'm the best. Hey baby, you need that. Stop looking for, I'm the. Custom fitted. I'ma say it again. They ain't got nothing on me. Nothing on me. Where I walk, where I talk, my swagger. Boy, you know every boss wanna have her. I ain't saying that I'm the best, but I'm the best. Hey, baby, you need that. Stop looking for, I'm the. Stop looking for, I'm the.
Girls quite hype, only thing on right now like a nightlight. While my brother Wayne rocking out like a white stripe, I'ma kill a game, I'm the young money white knight. Yeah, plus I'm looking for the right type. Cautious of a flood, so I always lay the right pipe. West put me on the marquee flight light. Plus I go hard for the women that I might wipe. I put the ring on her index finger. So if you wanna keep it, girl, please don't bring her. I bet that I'm the type of guy that she gotta sing for. And you would block me, but this ain't Jenga. Yeah, and she's someone I would work with. That's what I can tell from what she showed on the surface. I ain't saying I'm requesting anyone that's perfect, but I just need a woman that'll make it all worth it.
Hey, yeah.
Charts here, being silly as always. Started off with some Mary J. Blige. I'm the one. That right there was Neo, Lazy Love, and that's how I'm feeling right now. Just chilling. Got the playlist going. I am ready to chat with y'all. We got some gossip. I definitely got some gossip for y'all because this is some straight BS. The stuff that's going on in our society, in our country, is just straight freaking bananas, and it just makes no sense. But before I get into all that, I'm asking, how was your weekend? Call up, let me know, 805-830-8320. Press that number one, and let's spark a conversation, because that's what it's all about right here on the Musically Inclined with La Crush Hearts Radio Show. Good grief, I forget the name of my own radio show. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site. You can find out all information about our shows and things of that nature. My weekend was A-O-T-A-Y. My weekend was good. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great, but it was good. let's see, I had some appointments on Friday I had to take care of. I went and got my first MRI done because I'm having a little situation with the nerves in my hand, so we had to check my neck out. And it was an MRI machine. It looked like a pizza oven. Like, that's the way it is. Now, if y'all know, if y'all seen my photos, y'all seen me, y'all know about the Crush Hearts, I'm pushing over 350, okay? So imagine, imagine the dough before the pizza is shaped out, that big blanc dough being squeezed into the oven at the top of the oven. It was crazy. That was the most nerve-wracking thing experience ever. They had to take this brace around my neck. I don't know, to get the capture, you know, the picture of the neck. And they taped it on my neck because it kept popping open. It kept pinching me on the side of my neck. So now I know I got a fat neck. Got to get rid of that. So they take this thing on the side of my neck. They tell me to lay back. I didn't even take off my medals because they just wanted to see if I could fit in the machine. The last time I tried it, I couldn't fit in the other little machine. So they wanted to see if I could fit in the machine. I lay back, have my hands to the side. I'm laying there. And I roll in there real slow. It's going real slow. You roll up in there. My stomach is touching the top of this machine. And I can't breathe. Not saying it was pressing on my stomach, but I don't know if it was just the fact that I was in this closed confinement or the fact that I had this image of once they started, something was going to rip out of my body I didn't know about. Like, I was just petrified. So I'm in there, and the lady's like, are you comfortable? Can you do it? I'm like, yes, I can do it. I'm thinking it's going to be a three-minute thing. No, it was more like 15 minutes. I'm in this thing, and she's like, well, breathe through your mouth. So I'm doing the thing going on. And as I'm sitting here, like, okay, maybe I need to stop doing that. As I'm sitting here, I keep dozing off to sleep. Like, I was just so nervous and beat that I kept dozing off and trying to wake up because I'm like, okay, wait, I can't be doing that in here. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm breathing through my nose. I'm breathing through my mouth. I'm sounding horrible. They trying to check on me. Are you okay in there? And I'm trying to talk. I can't swallow. My throat got, oh, man, it was just crazy. Throat all dry, carrying on. So I'm in this machine. My little hair that I do have, I had it slicked down. It's all over my head now, looking like a wild woman. Because I don't know. The only thing that was good about this whole appointment was the fact that they have cab service that picks you up for your door. It takes you back home. That was the only thing that was good. And it was on the end of the fucking Brooklyn, y'all. Like, if you know Brooklyn and you know Canarsie and you know that area, like, it was all the way at the edge of Brooklyn. So, thank God that was, like, that was just some experience that I had. I was beat once I got home from that. I went to sleep. I really did. I passed out because I was just, like, I was nervous. I did have my bra on, and my bra, you know, it has the metal clamps on it and stuff like that to hold it, you know, hold the straps up and made it metal. So it was messing up the images. But I got a CD-ROM out of it. I see my neck. I don't know what it looked like, but I see my spine and stuff like that. It just, it was crazy, though. Nice little experience to have. I'm not claustrophobic, I don't think. I prefer closed-in spaces, but for some reason, that freaked me out. That whole situation just freaked me out. I didn't know what was going to happen. But that was my weekend. I went Saturday, got my hair done, thought I was going to go out, but that didn't happen. So I just stayed home and looked pretty. As always. So that was my weekend. Tell me your weekend. Give me a call, 805-830-8320. Press 1. I did some other stuff, but I don't think that's radio appropriate for me to talk about. I'm just saying. So it's about 15 minutes into the show, and I got a question for y'all. Because I was thinking about this. I was going through, you know, the stuff that I go through. And today, I did not get a chance to watch, but today was the premiere of Queen Latifah's talk show. Queen Latifah returns to TV with a brand new talk show, The Queen Latifah Show. And I believe she had some John Travolta on there or something like that. And they were talking about, you know, what would you tell your younger self? So that got me thinking, and I'm going to definitely ask y'all, what would you tell your younger self? If you was able to hop back in time for 5 minutes or leave a letter, what would you tell your younger self? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. So that's what I want to know about. That's the show. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I'll definitely give y'all an answer as soon as I come up with a good one. No, I'm just thinking about it right now. I'm just putting in perspective what would I tell my younger me. There's a lot of stuff I want to tell my younger me. Like, listen, don't go here. Don't do this. Play this. Da, da, da. But it's like if I had to leave one significant message to myself, I don't know what it would be. But definitely give me a call and tell me yours. I mean, maybe I don't know. Do we ever think about that? No, I'm just saying. I think about it sometimes. But shout out to the Queen Latifah show. That's awesome that, you know, she came back out. Her senior hall show came back out. I don't know what the numbers are looking like right now, but it's awesome that, you know, they came out and you see a lot of more African-American faces on TV that have their own entity right now. So that is totally a good look. So that's what we're doing right now. I'm going to go ahead, get into the music, because that's what we're all about, the music. I'm looking for guests. If you want to be a guest on a show, have an hour or 2 hours, up to you, the Fantasy Limelight. If you want to submit your music for airplay, you can do that as well. Once again, visit phonefantasyradio.com. And let's make it happen. Right now I'm going to play some spoken word. Some deaf poetry, Thea Monet, and play some music, and we're going to come back in a few minutes.
From Inglewood, California, give it up for Thea Monet.
I'm actually glad that you are bold and brave enough to call my house so that we could discuss this woman to woman and try to work some of these things out. So we can compare notes on some dates and times and try to figure out some of his tired ass lies. I'm actually glad to be hearing it from the lips that left the lipstick on my man's collar. Even though he told me he was working late just trying to earn a couple extra dollars. And I loved and I trusted him, so his bullshit I would swallow, even though my intuition would never let me sleep. So I guess the gaps in our relationship are where you thought you would fit in. Just an insecure woman chasing after a man who's already got a woman, but your pussy's not deep enough for a real man to fall in love with. And this we already know because, see, your skirt is so short that it already shows your best asset. So there's no point in wasting time trying to figure out what you're thinking after all. He is not fucking you for your mind. And you're still younger heart, so you think this is real cute. Telling your friends, girl, he's cheating on me because he really wants you, when the reality is that we are nothing alike. But when he can't deal with all of me, he goes to you to get me off of his mind, but it never works, see. He gets real still as he lays between the sheets as he's tuning you out, and now he's picturing me because you put up with that shit that I just won't deal with because I'm strong and who I am. And he loves that. He loves that about me. It's just sometimes he can't stand the reality that he doesn't deserve a woman like me. And when he feels that way, well, hell, that's when he comes calling to your dirty sheet. And just like a child, you thought you would call me to share. Calling me to disclose to me the color of my man's underwear. And you tell me like I don't already know. Hell, I bought him. Trying to tell me about how my man fucks, bitch, I caught him. Why don't you do me a favor? And when he comes over tonight and he's coming and you're coming and you're both coming at last, just simply lean back his head and look him deep in his eyes and you'll see me waving back at you.
Yeah, yeah. That is hot.
I'm sitting here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. And we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover. Love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart, I know, baby, it's love,
and R&B for your soul.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Oh, that was, I started off with Theo Monet, spoken word artist, Deaf Poetry Jam, with Woman to Woman, which was very interesting, to say the least. And I played some Kim and Chrisette Michelle with Is This Love, and also Raheem Devon and Lila James with Mr. Incredible and Mrs. Unforgettable. Those two seem to be my tracks right now as far as the duets are concerned. I feel like Kim. I got another song by him I want to play with Ronald Isley, My Favorite Things. I'm definitely feeling the Lila James. She got that raspy. I got another track from her I'm going to play. I'm really feeling like that. I don't know. Would you call that neo soul? Got that cafe vibe to it. I don't know. That Love Jones vibe. That's what I meant by cafe. That Love Jones vibe. Anyway, folks, what you do over the weekend? And before I went to break, I asked, what would you tell your younger self? As I look at my board, I see somebody's holding with the block number. If you want to tune in, definitely just press that one. We'll definitely let you on. 111111, whoever you are, thanks for tuning in. Also, I see we got the 225 finally blessing the airwaves once again. She disappeared for a minute, but she back. What's going on, Lady C?
Hi, nothing much. Just been busy.
Busy, you forgot about me.
No, I didn't forget.
Forgot about me. I don't understand.
No, it's kind of hard to call in when you have children running around and noise, so...
No. What's going on? But how was your weekend, Lady C, besides Kenya?
It was nice. I had a nice weekend. I went to the prison to visit somebody, and I went shopping in the prison.
Oh, wait, you went shopping in the prison? You said prison?
Yeah, you know, they sell the banks and stuff like that, yeah, and jewelry.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. The prisons down here, they sell
prison,
the handmade bank.
You know, they commit a crime, and they're sentenced, and they're sent to jail. That's what you're talking about, a prison,
yes,
right?
Yes, jail. Prison.
And they got a gift shop.
Yes, they make banks and wallets and purses and belts and book covers.
What, they got
jewelry.
The ID on it?
No. I mean, I bought my daughter a purse for the Saints. New Orleans Saints. I got a Tweety Bird bank. I mean, I could even get them to put your insignia on something. And they would make it for me, a belt, a purse, or something like that, out of leather or snake skin or gator.
I'm still stuck on the fact that the prison got a gift shop. Still stuck on that.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. They got a gift shop. And you know, the sad thing is, you know, now that you mentioned that, that's crazy you would mention that, because I was scrolling through my Facebook page and somebody put something up about how people that committed a crime get treated better than our elderly. Somebody put something up that we should put the elderly in prison and we should put the prisoners in a nursing home. And it was like, you know, if they in prison, they get a full, you know, they get 3-course meals, they get cable and internet, and they can go, you know.
Not all of them. Some of them do.
No, I'm just saying, they have all these different activities and everything that you can do, but if you go into a nursing home, you're paying $4,000 a month, and these elderly are being treated badly, you know, like... It's crazy. But, yeah. That's crazy. But
it
they
is.
Have a gift shop
happened.
In the prison. Like, that still baffles me. Like, I know they need to make their money back, but a gift shop in a prison? Really? Like,
they do rocking chairs and all of that.
Wow. Wow. That is. Different. That is different. Okay, so the question for tonight is, what would you tell your younger self? I'm going to give you time to think about that because I'm thinking about it as well right now. But I need to get into some more ratchet news besides gift shops and prisons. I need to get into some real ratchet news. Lady C, you are a mother here among us. You are the mom with the kids. You have this experience. So over the weekend, I was doing my surfing, everybody, and I came across this article at blackmediascoop.com, and they're asking if it's illegal, immoral, or innocent. Women are buying and selling positive pregnancy tests online. It has been something that's they're charging between $20 and $50 for a positive pregnancy test across the country, and they're actually selling. It's like a hot commodity, and we wanted to know, is it something that's legal or illegal? They either found ads on Craigslist in states of Cleveland and Tennessee so far. They have been flagged since then. And my thing is, what do you think? I don't even know what to do with that. I don't know.
I think it's immoral. Mm-hmm. Because in reality, you get this pregnancy test and you show mm-hmm. it to him or her or whoever you're trying to show it to prove this point. Somewhere down the line, what happens? You know, when there's no baby.
But listen,
you know,
that's the thing. I went to an all-girl high school. Now that you mentioned that, I went to an all-girl high school, and I seen this happen. The girl tells the guy, I'm pregnant. And at the time he told her, her older sister had just had a baby. So when it was time, and the baby, I'm telling you, at the time she did this, she met up with him, she went to the house, she bought her nephew. And by the time she did this, the baby had to be at least 7 months old. Okay, big old 7-month-old baby. And she said this was a newborn. And he's believing her. He's going shopping. He's buying all this stuff for the baby. He's giving her money. He's doing all this stuff. I don't know if she ever got caught, but when there's a will, there's a way. Like, this is nothing new what they're doing. The ad itself is Buffalo, New York, actually, this ad. And she says, yes, you read it right. I'm selling positive pregnancy tests. Ever since I became pregnant, I have been asked numerous times for a positive test. So I decided to start charging for it. I will take the test the same day you want to pick it up. I don't care what you use it for, not my business. I'm always near my phone, so just send an email. That was the ad on Craigslist for the positive pregnancy test. I don't know what to do with this information. I've seen it, and I've been looking at this ad. I mean, I've been looking at this article over and over again, and I just don't know what perspective to put this in. Like, I don't want to say that it's real, and this is not the first time it's been done, and I'm sure it's not going to be the last time it's been done. But it's just a shock, I guess. I don't know. I don't know where to put that. I don't know, Lady C. I'm lost. How do I make justice of this? How do you do this? This lady, I mean. And I say this because I'm on a fence about it, because me, as being doing what I do on the internet, I have sold or posted some things that may have been a little immoral or questionable at the same time just to get a couple extra dollars. So I'm guilty of committing that type of crime, but not, you know, as far as going to, you know, anything that can incriminate me, you know, but I don't get it. Just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. How do they mail it to you?
Well, according to this one, I guess she's just doing it locally. But they can just, that's the thing too. They were saying that you know, you can't send something through the mail like that. It's against the law. So that's why they were saying if it's illegal to do that, they can both be arrested because it can be fraud. You know, you're sending your DNA.
Yeah,
you're putting the hands of somebody else, and they could use it as fraud. And you could get up to 20 years in prison.
Wow.
Right.
That's
That is the, you know, if you mail the test, there could be, there could are mail fraud charges. So that's, you know, that's what they were talking about, as if it's illegal or not. But I don't know. I would love to get the opinion of other people as well. Call up, chat with us about it, 805-830-8320.
It's just one of those things you say, why? Why is it that serious?
Right, is it that serious? But, you know, I know that there are some young adults, teenagers, you know, it's not just regular adults that have all their good sense.
Right.
And they don't even have after their good sense, you know, and they strapped with some crash. And these people are willing to pay hundreds of dollars, you know, if they want to keep their husband, you know, entrapment. This is not the first time this has been done. That's what I'm saying. This has been going on from the beginning of time. You
it
know?
Has.
So, yeah.
I guess if you can't actually get pregnant, you just say you're actually pregnant. See, the test came back positive.
Mm-hmm.
Posted the test in front of him. Look, it's positive. You're a dad. Okay.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're trying to get rid of that. They don't want to be held responsible. Mm-hmm. You know, and you notice right. about this person. That's the thing, another thing as well. Like, if you know this person is ripping and running to get away from you when you're pregnant, why, when you have the baby, you think that was going to change?
Right. Or you say you having a baby just, okay, you got to pay to get rid of this baby. Get some finance from him. Okay,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you use that to hold on to them, do you really want that person? You got to manipulate
That's
to be with
thing.
You? Somewhere down the line, the manipulation is going to wear thin.
Listen, I don't know that. And shame on that dude for falling for it.
Well,
you know,
I knew
like,
a young lady who did that, who said she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she claimed she was pregnant to the end. She was a plus size, and she had never had a hard belly, just looked like blubber. So I see the baby moving, and she would push her stomach in and out. And I would sit there and laugh, and I'm like, what baby? I could do that. And so this is how she ended it. She says she had the baby, and the baby died. It was born dead. And she never... She went to the hospital, never had a death certificate, birth certificate, and anything. She just told him, see, I have paper that I went to the hospital. You could have went to the hospital for anything.
Right.
You know, and I said, well, did she let you see a paper stating that she was pregnant? He said, no, she just showed me the paper that she went to the hospital. Really? You know, and then people do go to that extreme trying to hold on to somebody. I'm like, who, what? Nobody's that. Mm-mm.
Why? I don't get it. And I'm mad at y'all for letting it happen to you. Like, why are you falling for that? You know you don't love this girl. You're not feeling this girl. You know something. Like, you can tell when shit ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't no random acts. No, you can tell when shit ain't right. So, therefore, you set yourself up. You need to just go ahead and let that go. I understand the pussy good, but you need to let that go.
Right.
But, I don't know, tricking and trying to manipulate, I don't know. I feel uneasy about the whole situation. Can't even
no,
keep going.
I didn't know. Don't want it. If he doesn't want to be with me as who I am, then okay, bye-bye. I'll hurt for a minute. You hurt for a little bit, and then you got to shake it off and keep on going.
Uh-huh.
You know, don't let this just push you over the edge.
That's just so... That's nasty. Like, why would I want to touch on your pee? I don't even touch on my own pee. Like, why would I want to touch on somebody else's pee?
You got to pull this out of things. Okay. Well, that's just like the people who take the urine samples for drug tests. Take someone else's urine sample. They pay for that.
Right.
You know, so they can have a clean.
Yeah, but this is, that's one thing. That's your life. You know what I mean? Like, that's your life.
Right.
Now you're trying to bring in, you're trying to basically ruin somebody else's life.
Right.
You know, that's exactly
what
you're
trying to do. If it's a married guy, you're trying to pull him into this and mess with him. You take his wife, see, that's a pregnancy test. You know, I am pregnant for him. So then you're really destroying their world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they become kind of popular because they got tired of women saying, oh, I'm pregnant. Yeah, right, prove it.
It's crazy.
So now they have to prove it.
But, well, if that's the case, then y'all didn't have a strong relationship to begin with.
Thank you.
You know, if I could tell you something as serious as me having another life in me and you can't take my word for it, then we didn't have a serious relationship to begin with. So why would you want to bring... See... This is why I agree with abortion. This is one of the reasons why I'm in support of it. Like, it is your choice. Let you choose that. But it's just wicked. Just wicked. Just wicked. Well, that is just wicked. Sad, sad, sad. Anyway, folks, that's what we're talking about here on Phone Fantasy Radio's Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We're going to take another break, and we're going to come back at the top of the hour and talk some more about some other ratchetness that I probably done seen or heard or found. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I got Lady C representing Louisiana, New Orleans. Like, I'm Baton Rouge. Here we go.
Baton Rouge.
I had every other part of that state
city
in my head.
Yeah.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. There we go. And me, I'm in Brooklyn, as y'all already know. And I'm going to be right back.
All night long till the morning comes, just a blue, baby.
Okay, looks like that was a blank MP3 right there. Oh, that, what a, listen, I'm not even fucking with that. Sorry, folks, welcome back to Musically Inclined. Some Teddy Pendergrass for you, some Gwen for you, you know, just getting in the groove. I had something to play, one take forever to play. I ain't got time for all that. Dead air. don't laugh at me, Lady C.
You know, they used to have them long intros as spaces in between the songs starting.
I know. I normally was supposed to, like, I started blending the songs together so I don't have that. I could cut all that out.
Right.
It could just be one thing, but I didn't do that. I was lazy. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I was lazy and didn't do it, but I think that's what I'm going to have to start doing. So I'm going to start doing it over the weekend, I guess. But anyway, welcome back. Once again, we are talking about a little bit of everything. So far, I'm asking you, what would you tell your younger self? That's the main question for tonight. Call us up and let us know, 805-830-8320, press 1. And then we're also talking about an article that I came across that are buying and selling positive pregnancy tests online. What are your thoughts about it? Leave us a comment. You can create a free account on blogtalkradio.com and join me in the chat room. Or you can call up, listen by phone or text or, no, you can't text, I'm sorry. You can listen by phone or, well, you could text, but I'm not going through all that. yes, I'm not going through all that. It's not that serious. Call in, man. Stop being lazy. So, Lacey, have you thought about it? What would you tell your younger self?
Me, what I would tell my younger self is don't settle.
Right.
Don't settle. I look back at and some of the things I settled for I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my main thing.
I would say to my younger self, the first thing, I would say to my younger self is endure it. You're beautiful, you're smart, you're everything to everybody. You should be everything to yourself. What you're going through right now, you will survive it, endure it, and it'll pay off. I think that's what I would tell my younger self.
Haven't been a heavy child from a young age, yeah.
Exactly. That's
yeah, because as a young child, growing up being a full-figured girl, you are, really. Everybody looks at you like, really? So, yeah, that is a good thing. But you know what? Even as bad as we think we had it as being big girls, even the pretty girls had insecurities.
Right.
And I think that's the thing for teenage girls, it's just the insecurity thing. But then when you stand out like we did, everybody, boys and girls, both were able to attack you.
Mhm.
You know.
But it wasn't even, I mean, that is part of it. But as I was talking, hold on, get that echo.
As I was talking about it, I think last week on the Honey Suite, I was talking about the whole women history and things like that. And when it came to self-esteem, people used to use the excuse like, it's self-esteem. How can somebody affect your self-esteem when it's not about them? And I said, well, my environment is part of myself.
Right.
So if you're around something that's always negative, yes, and especially if it's directly towards you, then yes. And as y'all know, kids can be cruel. They can be brutally honest, and they can be cruel. And then when you have that both at school and at home, then yes, that affects you. That affects your being. That affects your self-esteem. That affects your self-image. That affects everything about yourself, because those are the feelings that sculpt you and mold you as a child. That's where you get it from. That's all you can depend on is your world when you're a child. As an adult, yeah, I can let that roll off my shoulder because I control me. And when I'm a child, I depend on other people to help
right.
me. You know what I mean? To help me move on or how to deal with a situation. I depend on other people to do that. So if there's nobody to teach you how to do such a thing, you're not going to know. You take everything for face value. There's no looking behind it, oh, he's just doing that because he don't feel good about himself. No, I'm not going to think that. You know what I mean? I'm going to take
this. You don't think about that as a child
right.
or a teenager when you're younger.
Right.
That doesn't come into play. All you know is that you're being, wait a minute.
Bully.
What? Yeah. This is me. This is all I can be right now. You know, if I could change it, if it was a quick fix, I would do the quick fix.
You know, and the thing that came in is like you got those adults that's telling you, oh, it's tough love.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. I heard that a few times for a few adults that in my life, oh, I only do that because it's tough love. No, that's not tough love. That's bullying.
Right.
That's degrading. That's not tough love. That's not love at all. Don't feed me that bullshit.
Yeah. and the sad part is, it's something that is still continuous because there are these men who have sons, and instead of being a support to them, they degrade them and they wonder why they gave up, because you just told, you know, oh, you ain't nothing, you won't be nothing. And then you wonder why he's crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like you say, tough love. I want him to show me, prove to me. But you crushed his world.
Something that he don't know. Like, that really killed me. Like, they want you to show, you want you to prove me. And I'm like, but nobody's ever taught me that. You know, there's certain things
right.
that you're supposed to know as a lady. Like, when you sit down in a chair, you're supposed to have one leg forward or one leg back with your legs closed. If nobody tells you that that's how you're supposed to sit, how you expect me to know that's how I'm supposed to sit?
Right.
You know,
you just sit down comfortable.
Right. I'm sitting down comfortable, and I got big thighs, and I got little ass legs, and they're not going to touch, so.
they don't cross. I can't do the leg cross and try to
right.
be cutie.
You know, exactly.
Cut
so,
me. comfortable.
Exactly. I'm trying to be comfortable. You're trying to give me cramps. You know?
Your ankles start going numb. Your feet start feeling something. Wait, what are you, I'm trying to hold it pretty.
Right. But,
if you, can
you
get
know,
them to lock
are,
that day.
It's the little things. And then on top of that, it's the little things. Because at one time, I know, as a, you know, we didn't have the freedom like they do now, especially when it comes to being a kid. You know, there was no plus size movement that we knew about back then.
No.
You know what I mean? When we was growing up, it was just starting, so very few people knew about it. You know, you're a big child, I wear grandma clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't no style fashion, no pretty bras, nothing that you can afford, or, you know,
unless
I'm wearing grown.
Unless your mom could sew, or somebody in your family could sew you an outfit.
Right.
You have something for an older woman.
Right. I'm looking, I'm 12, 13, looking like I'm 21 already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, y'all made my plates. I didn't cook my food. You know what I mean? I was
right.
dependent on somebody else. So it's not like, oh, well, you made yourself fat. No, I didn't really make myself fat, because if I remember, and I grew up in foster care, so I've been from different places, and I remember one time I got in trouble. She made me this huge, like the same plate she made for her husband, she made for me. And I couldn't eat it all. Like, I listen, lady, it's good, but it ain't that good. I got And you're not understanding. I got in so much trouble because I couldn't finish that plate. So much trouble.
Wow.
You know.
Learn to finish the plate.
You had to learn to finish the plate. You know, it's not like, okay, so in a sense, you know, that's a habit that you take in. Like, you know, if they put it on the plate, you got to eat it all.
Right.
That's a habit. That's a habit you end up taking in. That's nothing you can break. Like, this is my lifestyle. This is the lifestyle I know. You know, it wasn't, oh, we're just making food for two. No, we're making food for 13. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it baffles me, but I think I would have to tell my young. I think that's the first thing I would tell my younger self. Endure it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Endure it. Will it get better? Hopefully. I can't predict that. But right now, the only thing you can do is endure it.
Yeah, because if you think about it back then, if someone had told you, you know, we don't know the outcome, but like you say, just endure.
Mm-hmm.
It would have made a difference, okay? I don't know how it's going to make it. It helps you a lot to learn that you can't, you know, just endure it. You may not can change it right now, but don't let it break you.
Right. And then not even that, but that's something you can train yourself to do as you get older. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have that thicker skin. I tell people this all the time. I didn't grow into accepting my bigness until I turned 26 years old, 27 years old. And I went to my first bigger party. It was like, okay, girls my size wearing skimpy outfits, with everything hanging, when I say everything hanging out, everything hanging out from the front to the back, everything hanging out. You know, I was, they like, it'll be 9 degrees and I have a sweater on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause
yeah, because
all,
we were taught to put long sleeves on, cover up.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to, and it's embedded in your mind that you cannot be, you know, you can't be cute and sexy. But like you said, when you learn and you start, well, wait a minute, I can wear something cute and be cute. And then it depends on how you feel about you. Whatever you put on, you can make it sexy. How you feeling. You know, the way you present yourself,
and
your demeanor.
Right. Right.
You
it
know,
was
you
no...
come in, you step in, and you say, look, I know I'm looking good. Ain't nothing you're going to say. It's going to deter me. I went out with a couple friends Saturday. We went to Olive Garden, and she said, you have on a sundress with no sleeves. You're not wearing a shirt? I said, for what? It's hot.
Exactly.
You have your arms out. I said, oh, yeah. I said, you'd be glad it's a long one, because I will wear short ones. So she said, huh? I said, I don't have a problem with that. I love me. If they don't want to see it, turn the other way. I've come to that. You know. Don't hinder me. If you don't like it, don't look.
Yeah. You don't like it, don't look.
And that's something we need to learn.
Mm-hmm. That's something. But if there's nobody there to tell you, how are you going to learn it, right?
Right.
You got to be somebody, somebody to read on the team. This is not something, you know, like this certain thing that you learn on your own, but it's going to take time for that to happen.
Yeah, I have to tell my granddaughter that. She's a big girl. And she says, they pick with me. I said, you know why the guys pick with you? I said, because you're cute and they want to talk to you, but they don't know how to deal with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a straight-A student. She's mm-hmm. cute and she's smart, but she's chunky. I said, girl, I'm telling you, fluffy. Leave you alone. I said, keep on going. You're beautiful. And then tickles her. She's like, fluffy. I said, yeah, tell them they can't handle the fluffiness. Mm-hmm. And she dresses really nice, and she's always, I said, you're pretty. And what the problem is, most guys, teenage boys, they like you, but they're scared of what other people are going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So then they start picking, and yeah. they don't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, when you get older, you're going to look around, they're going to be smiling in your face for real, for real.
Ooh,
oh,
ain't that
know.
The truth? Ain't that the truth?
You know, so, I mean, it's like I encourage her. Her dad, who doesn't live with her, he told, you know, you fat. And she cried one day because her dad called her fat. I mean, she came in from visiting with him and cried because he said she was fat and she just felt so bad. I'm going to go on this big, strict diet and I'm going to lose this weight. I said, why? Did you gain it overnight? You can't lose it overnight. I said, if you want to do healthier things, okay. But guess what? You're beautiful. I say, and if he can't deal with it, it's okay. Don't let him saying that make you jump from one thing to another. Then you're starving yourself, you know, and she'll try to say, I'm hungry. I'm like, yeah, because you got to maintain. You learn to maintain. You have been a big child all your days. You know, you can't just go from being big to skinny overnight because somebody mm-hmm. said, oh, you're fat. And that's one of the things, oh, I'm going to go on this extreme diet. Oh, you by yourself. When it says extreme, I leave it alone.
And that,
you lost me,
you know,
right there.
You know, we're not making up any excuses, but these are the facts. You know, like, these are something that one person or many people have experienced. It's not trying to make up no excuse. It's not trying to justify anything, but this is from my perspective. I can't speak for nobody else but myself. So take
right.
it as is, you know. Right now, we're going to go into another we're going to go to another break in a few minutes. Lady C. I was surfing the net like I always do, always, and I came across this lady who supposedly killed her children and then tried to commit suicide.
Wow.
I don't know what this lady is going through. I'm not even going to try to say, oh, well, that's bad, because it's a mental thing for the most part. But as she killed the kids and she left them at the hotel complex that she was staying at, and then she came and she drove her car into an electric pole at the mall. And as the rescuers are trying to get her out the car, she's trying to take the belt and choke herself. So she was arrested. Yeah, she was arrested and charged on that. And then they're just trying to figure out, and the father lives in a whole other state. And they're just trying to figure out, the kids were 13 and 10, 13 little boy
Ooh.
And a 10-year-old little girl. This happened to.
Wow.
It's
sad.
Yeah, sad.
It's a mental thing. And the sad thing is that there is a law now, if you can't deal with your child, you can drop them off at the police station, a hospital, a fire department, anywhere. You can even tell the school you can't deal with it and don't pick them up. You do not have to take them if it got to the point that you can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And these young people are, I mean, you say that down here, it's been like a rash of single moms with little children whose children have been abused and killed by their so-called new lover who's babysitting while they're trying to work. He doesn't work at all, but he's babysitting their babies while they're trying to work, and the child is brutalized or killed, end up dead from them shaking him because they're making too much noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad. Make him go to work. Don't take care of him and leave your child with him. You know, or if you can't deal with your child, give him to somebody. It is a mental thing. You know, to me, I'm like, murder is something you got to be really, I don't know, messed up to do. But then to do a child, you
mm-hmm.
really have to be messed up. Cause
and
I
do your own
babies,
child.
Yeah, I look at little babies and, yeah, they go to whine and you want to say, shut up. But then to take them out the world,
mm-hmm.
to kill them, you got to have. And they'll probably say she has mental problems.
Right.
It'll come out she has mental issues. And the sad thing, oh, we were trying to get her help, but she wouldn't come back. You know, they're good at saying that to cover themselves. She came in a couple times, and we gave her medicine, but then she disappeared. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Stress does
mm-hmm.
a lot. A lot of people don't want to deal with loss of job, loss of significant other, you know. A lot of people think they can't make it without that person or without that money, and, well, if I can't make it, I'm just gone. Because there have been couples that have done that, killed themselves and their family because of loss of job, because they couldn't take it.
Right.
It's becoming one of those things. And it's sad. I guess that's why I really don't watch the news a lot.
Right. I know. I understand.
It's harsh.
Crazy. All right. Let me take this quick break. Come back. We can continue our conversation about everything that I can think of. 805-830-8320. Call us up. Let us know what your thoughts are about anything that we're talking about, or just call and talk to us. There we go. That's what I want to say. Be right back.
Don't let them tell you any different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
I owe it all to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
As much as I messed up, always give me your best love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
Sometimes I wonder what I did to deserve you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us.
Don't talk about it, don't talk about it. Don't try to change your mind about it. Don't tell you things you don't want to hear, but we good.
But
when they talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them that we don't work at it, we good.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
think
they know the truth.
Don't let me fight.
Don't think they know the truth. Stay in love. Don't think they know.
Please welcome a gentleman who's been doing this thing for over 50 years, a singer, a playwright, and also a deaf poet. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the Windy City's very own Oscar Brown Jr.
Children of children, by the time they're half grown, have habits like rabbits and young of their own. The children of children from their mama's laps hop down to the ground to be taken in traps. The children of children are trapped by dark skins to stay in and play in a game no one wins. The children of children, while still young and sweet, are all damned and programmed for future defeat. The children of children are trapped by adults who fail them, then jail them to hide the results. The children of children, unable to cope with systems that twist them and rob them of hope. The children of children of sin and the shame keep pairing and bearing, and who do you blame? The children of children cry out every day. They beg you for rescue, and what do you say?
This is LaCrush Hearts inviting you to check out Phone Fantasy Radio 3 nights a week. First, tune in to the Monday Night Jukebox on Musically Inclined, followed by Thickly Packed and Full of Flavor Tuesdays on the Honey Suite. Finally, Wednesday nights, indulge in the forbidden fruits of sexuality with SSOM All the Way Live, the return of Swinging State of Mind with co-host Trinity Blake. Join us Monday to Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 to 10 p.m. Central. Listen by phone. Dial 805-830-8320 and visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com. Good music for the soul, stimulating conversation for the mind. We are the best in adult entertainment. We are Phone Fantasy Radio.
I am awesome.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Full Fantasy Radio. That was my little commercial I made. You like my commercial, Lady C?
I like it. That was nice. That really was.
I did it in 2.5 takes.
Oh, that was great.
Did it, threw some music on it, and I was like, that's it, I'm done. I've been asking people to do one for me. Nobody can help a sister out. So I was like, okay, I guess I gotta do it my damn self. Crazy, crazy, crazy situation. So, Lady C, I am surfing the net like I always do, and I come across another story about a pastor in Iowa. I don't know if you heard about this. I'm just going to call him Pastor Brent. He raped away the gay. 31-year-old pastor who will not serve jail time for confessing to police that he has sex with at least four boys.
What?
Since his confession, eight additional young men have admitted to being violated by the now former pastor of Victory Fellowship Church in Iowa. Apparently, he could rape away the gay, which is in quotations, by praying while he has sexual contact with the victims in an effort to keeping them sexually pure. That's what it is, right? For God. Then he allegedly told police, this is in quotations, people, he allegedly told police that when they would ejaculate, they would be getting rid of the evil thoughts in their minds. Can I also tell you that this Pastor Brent is married and a father of four.
Wow.
Since this whole situation hit the internet and stuff like that, his wife has been speaking out against him. He initially got 17 years in prison, but then a judge came and changed the sentence, 5 years probation and a mandatory sexual offender treatment. Right, provided he doesn't violate his terms of probation, he will not serve a day in jail.
Wow, that is wrong.
The wife is saying that the wife said that if he has to go to prison and that's what it take him to get away from other people, then yes, she don't want him near her children. But right now he got 2 months supervised visitations right now with his children. And his mom is the supervisor of the visitation. His mother.
Okay. Yeah.
His mother is So she plans
to
file.
In essence, if he wanted to, he used that for that reason. So it's okay for, if it was a girl, him to have sex with her to take away her thoughts of wanting to have sex. What you're saying, having sex is taking away the homosexuality and and they took that as a defense. Wow.
Yeah.
And no jail time. He should have got jail 8 months. That's what, 12 boys? 12 young men.
Right.
Jail.
They say 12 altogether, yep.
Wow.
And he's 31. He's 31 himself. He's just in his early. Well, shit, I'm just older by him by 2 years.
Wow. And he's
This is why I don't want to leave New York City. That right there, I don't want to go there and something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be a neighbor to that. I don't want to know what my neighbor's doing across the. Nope, I don't want.
Iowa. That's supposed to be the little.
But then on top
of
that.
Holy belt.
But that's what I'm getting ready to say. Like, this is not just about him. Raping these children, but also him being a pastor. He's a pastor. He's somebody that's supposed to be part of the community that you trust. And he's
so
not the first
one. Did your parents bring them to him? This is like, did your parents bring them to him to say, oh, we think our son might want to be gay, so what can you do?
But this is what I'm saying. Like, when even... this is not the first time we've heard about a pastor dealing with young boys and stuff like that. But every time it comes to trying to, put put it into it, they always say, oh, well, it's up to the church to decide. Like, the government can't go into a church. You know what I mean? Like, they follow their own rules
right.
type situation. And all they do is they transfer him to a different location.
Right.
You've always heard about that. So it's like, this is something that needs to be looked into. Like, your child is not safe. I don't know.
They should seriously should start putting some serious repercussions for this. Because, I mean, not saying that all of them do that, but those who are caught and they've done it and the boys have enough or even the young girls have enough to say this going down, there need to be repercussions. You can't just say, oh, I was doing it in the name of saving them. No, you that's a child. These are young adults who came to you for some kind of help. That's not helping them.
I don't know. It's just, that's crazy, though, for that to happen. And there's nobody appealing that? There's nobody against that? Like, why?
Nobody want to stand up and say he deserves something. Something needs to happen to this man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need more than just a slap on the wrist. You know, if it was someone robbing, the people would be up in arms. Oh, they robbed the bank or they broke into all these houses. They're selling drugs, up in arms. We're going to do something for this. What he did is just as detrimental. And the world keeps on spinning.
I don't hear something else that's going to freak your mind. I don't ever want to visit California after reading half of this stuff that's going on over here. In 1872, there was a law passed that said that if a woman was single at the time of her rape, that it wasn't rape.
Oh, my God.
Right. The court threw out a rape conviction on that basis, that if a female victim, wasn't married at the time of her rape, then it wasn't rape. Earlier this year, the District Courts of Appeals granted a retrial for a man who snuck into a woman's bed, pretended to be her boyfriend, and raped her. Because the woman wasn't married at the time, the court reluctantly held that it wasn't legally defined as rape.
Oh, my goodness. They need to change that law. Throw it out.
Well, they have changed it since then, but here's an here's part of the ruling that the court. A man entered the dark bedroom of an unmarried woman after seeing her boyfriend leave late at night and has sexual intercourse with a woman while pretending to be his boyfriend. Has the man committed rape? Because of the law, the definition of rape, the answer is no. Even though if the woman had been married and the man had impersonated her husband, the answer would be yes.
Wow. No,
Cole,
I don't need to do this there.
It also stated that a crime was rape if the victim was unconscious or asleep or submit under the belief that the person committed the act is the victim's spouse. In that case, the woman simply thought the man having sex with her was her boyfriend, not her husband. On Monday, which is today, Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that closes that loophole.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know his lawyer looked through that for that loophole. His lawyer pulled that up.
So now it clarifies that an attacker who coerces a victim into sexual activity by impersonating somebody else can be prosecuted for felony rape, according to the new law. That's crazy, though, to have that. And that's in California, folks. This is in California.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is not in no other country, no undeveloped country. This is right here in California. This is straight bananas. Really, it is straight bananas. Oh, wow. It's already 10:30? Good grief. Folks, you're tuned into Musically Inclined with LaCrush Hearts on Phone Fantasy Radio. Give us a call, 805-830-8320, or join us in the chat. You can also visit us on Facebook. Ow, I just closed the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also, we're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. Go like us, go follow us, do all that good stuff. I've been doing good. Our number's been going up. I got the mug. Lady C, I told you that, right? I finally got the mug.
Right.
I just got to get the bubble wrap so I can start sending them out.
That's good.
Yeah. So right
don't
now,
don't pop the bubble wrap. Wrap the cups. Don't pop the bubble wrap. you know we will pop the bubble wrap.
Exactly. I don't sit up there and pop the bubble wrap and then just throw, like, wait a minute, they already popped. Crush must have did it. So I got to get some bubble wrap and some newspaper and go get the boxes because I got quite a few mugs to send out. Once again, thank you to BMC Printing for doing that. They're beautiful, too. There's a picture on Facebook. Awesome mugs. You can get your own at our brand-new fan shop, the Fantasy Fan Shop on Powered by Cafe Press. Go order you a mug with our logo on it so you can be just like us. It's awesome. And you got some other products in here. I got T-shirts in here you can put our logo on. What else we got? Buttons, hats, shot glasses, drinking glasses.
All right.
You know, go in there.
Yay.
Yeah, we got right, let's get drunk. So,
have a shot.
excuse me, that was not supposed to happen to them. But got some T-shirts in there, got some drinkware, even got some keychains. You can buy a deck of cards. I'm gonna buy a deck of cards. I'm gonna buy for myself. That's going to be awesome. We got bags, purses, toiletry bags. Yeah, go check it out. I worked very hard to create this page. It looks so cute. So go check it out. Go buy something. Support us. The money will go back to the development of Phone Fantasy Radio. Folks, this is coming out of our pockets. I'm begging you. Go buy you something. This is coming out of my pocket. Help a sister out. Oh. You can also get a blanket. That's what I want for my birthday. So anybody out there listening, I need a Phone Fantasy Radio blanket for my bed.
Wow.
Right. They got a blanket and they got the little pillow, throw pillows. Hook a sister up. That's what I want for my birthday. Hook a sister up. The blanket is only
$59.99. Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all for a blanket. No, it's not. But, yeah, we got cutting boards. And they even got curtains. Yeah, I've been working hard. They got a set of curtains you can buy with our logo on it. You know, Phone Fantasy Radio with the telephone on it, a deck of cards. I got beach towels, aprons. Yeah, I need to stop playing with my emotions. Mouse pads. Even got the 2013 calendar with our logo right there, big top square, you know. Pretty screens for your laptop. I'm going to order something over here my damn self and just just to show y'all. I'm awesome. Yeah,
that's
got some cool
good.
Stuff
that
on here.
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It even got a blanket.
You've been working. Yay.
Right. It even got the snuggie with our logo.
Oh, wow.
You know, the little snuggie, the little blanket robe.
Yeah, that you snap on.
Mm-hmm. And got the snuggie
in there. When it's cold, that's a good thing to have because you're covered up and you can move some and not have to hold it.
Right, or you can just go ahead and purchase a nice little mug. We got the small 11-ounce for $15.99. We got the larger one for $16.99. We got a teapot. We got a water bottle. We got a little bit of everything out here. We got thermals. Like, y'all need to stop bullshitting and help a sister out, man. Drinking glass. I got a flask. I got door tags. Right, we got a little bit of everything. So go definitely check out cafepress.com/fantasyfanshop and check us out, man. We got some good stuff on there. Awesome. And I'll be adding some more stuff. So if you like something, I could probably get, you know, add some stuff in there. T-shirts, hoodies, a tracksuit. We on a roll. Even got stuff for the pets. Right, if you love your cat, like I love my cat, Max, buy a bowl with our logo on it. They got a big bowl, little bowl. They got the logo ornaments. They got a little dog T-shirt. I wonder if Max can wear that. Yeah, they got doggy T-shirt. I wonder if Max can wear that. So what is a doggy T-shirt? Max got four legs.
It's a T-shirt for animals.
Max got four legs, so why he can't wear it? You know if Max can wear it, it's going on Twitter. I know, already know. If Max can wear that, it's going on Twitter. Just let y'all know that right now.
Max is in Soul Fantasy Radio T-shirt. Look at Max, yay!
You know I'm going to go crazy, right? And I'm like, yay! Crazy stuff, crazy
Max,
stuff.
Max, let me say it. I can't believe you put this on me. Why
did exactly.
You
Crush don't kill my vibe.
You messed up my hair.
Max is bugging. Max is mad at me. I don't even know where Max is at. Max ain't even come and say hi to me. I haven't been feeding Max twice a day like I normally do. I've only been feeding him once a day. So he's feeling some type of way right now. But on that note, let me go ahead and take this quick break. Like I said, I will go get me a glass of water. Something and come back, and we're going to continue this conversation because that's what we do right here on Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. Be right back.
Talk to me, she giving me the third degree, the peace is sure enough disturbed, I know I'm just getting on her nerve, she's the only one I need, we were truly meant to be, can't nobody keep it real like my girl, nobody in the whole wide world.
Facebook tweet me, my baby is the only one I freak see, she can't give it up for so long, got a brother waiting by the phone, and I love her like sweet potato pie, her forever put a twinkle in my eye, cold blood but I can't get enough, ooh, I love that girl so much,
come home to me,
come on home.
Favorite thing. She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand. I know her body like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south. Tender lonely, take the words out your mouth and the power of her love make you feel so good. That's why I love her like a grown man should.
Favorite thing. Oh, my. Ooh, my favorite.
I like that song. That was Lowry Edwards, good friend of the show. That was his single, Fallen, that he debuted earlier this year. So I decided to play it again because I'm awesome like that. We got 10 minutes remaining on the clock, and don't worry, I'm not going to leave y'all without this last story. Came across it. I don't know how to even get into it, but I do have Lady C with me right now. You still with me, Lady C? I got somebody on hold in the 111 area code, whatever that may be. A couple of guests in the chat room. Thank y'all for tuning in and checking out Phone Fantasy Radio's Musically Inclined. 805-830-8320. Give us a call. Let's chop it up. Before I end, I'm going to end off with this last bit of gossip news that we have here. If you live in the New York City area, this person is not a stranger. He is a famous DJ. He's been doing it 20 years plus with our famous hip-hop station, Hot 97. DJ Mr. C reveals he does like getting oral sex from men, but he's not gay. He dropped the news on Hot 97 Thursday morning. He said, "I just let the cat out the bag." Through tears, he talked about his sexual preference on the radio, which had attempt to keep a secret for years. He's only able to fight for so long. When the video came out yesterday, it was like, "Man, I don't know where I go from here. I'm sorry, man." Basically, there was a video of Mr. C soliciting oral sex from a drag queen named Bimbo Winehouse. Yes. And the drag queen is a video blogger. She caught the video and she put it out there. Since then, Mr. C has resigned from Hot 97 after being on air for 20 years. He's been arrested before. This is not the first time he's been in this type of situation. He's been arrested multiple times for soliciting prostitutes in recent years. excuse me. It's my question is this. I really don't care about Mr. C. What I care about is if you're getting oral sex from a man and you're a man and you know that person is a man, does that make you gay? Sex is sex. Oral sex is part of sex. You know what I mean? Like that. To me, that makes you gay. If not gay, you're bisexual. And then they question that. Does bisexuality really work? Yeah, I mean, does it really exist? And I think it does because it's part of your sexual preference, if that's what you like. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, if that's what you like, then so be it. That's what you like. You know, if you like both sides, then it's bisexual. You know, that's your sexuality. But don't try to sugarcoat it like, "Oh, I just got oral sex." If you got oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex, whatever sex, then you're gay, damn it. Can't sugarcoat that. Don't try to sugarcoat that and make it sound cute. No, you're gay. That's it. That's it. That's the end of the story. You're gay.
Okay, just I have say a you're question.
Gay. Go ahead.
Oral sex from a man or woman, what's the difference?
You're gay.
Yeah,
look at
that.
You're right. They both sucking, you know. And, but then that also gives a term. If a man likes to give anal sex to a woman, does that make him gay?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, they say no.
Right.
He's a woman. Look, they quick to fast
it's
and say
still
no,
in the butt.
It's still in the booty. It's like that's one thing everybody has. It's an asshole. So, I don't know. I don't do anal, folks, so I'm sticking my tongue out. So, I don't know. Y'all let us know. Maybe that's the conversation for next week. What's gay? What's bisexual? What is up with these tendencies? Because that seems to be the hottest commodity right now. At one point...
Everybody's coming out the closet being very bold about it.
Everybody coming out the closet. So let's talk about that next week on Musically Inclined Radio Show. coming out the closet. Let's examine some of these people. Do we know, can you tell that this person is gay? Was there hints? Was there stories? Was there what? Let's talk about it. That's what we're going to talk about next week on Musically Inclined right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. Also, tomorrow I'm back on air with the Honey Suite. And what are we talking about tomorrow? Tomorrow is the smoke out. Yes, tomorrow is the smoke out. I'm going to be talking about a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a whole lot of weed. It's Tuesday. You ain't got shit to do. We're going to get you high on the Honey Suite. Crush, going to pass. Exactly. We're going to pass, puff, because I don't want you too high when you can't talk to me. That's skipping over. So, yeah, get your favorite. We're going to have our favorite tunes. I got some reggae tracks for y'all. We're going to mellow out. We're going to get it nice and mellow up in here, and we're going to have us a little reggae party while we smoke on the ganja. And we start talking about all the awesome stuff that's going on. As you know, three different states have legalized marijuana, so we need to follow up on that. Also, I'm going to be asking, should welfare recipients be drug tested? How would that affect us? How would that affect the community as a whole, not just the welfare, but the community as a whole? How would that affect? How would that change? What does that include? You know, so let's talk about it on the Honey Suite. And then also I'm back Wednesday with Trinity Blake for Swing and State of Mind, SSOM all the way live. That's how we're going to do it up. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on everything. You need to just Google us, bitches. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to everybody that's going to be listening later. Thank you, Lady C, for calling in. Hope you can join us tomorrow night as well. Black Reporter, where the hell you been at? Where you at? Well, I haven't heard from you. God darn it. Brick, Trinity. On that note, good night, everybody. Good night, Lady C.
Good night.
I'm going to leave off with some music, and we'll be back tomorrow night. Cause that's how I roll. What should I leave off with? Some Fantasia. All right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm clueless. You keep chasing them girls, boy, you get the deuces. I'm sick of your excuses. Without me, how can you do it? Do bad about myself, or yo, you let's go. Dude, I don't need your say. I move to the next. You front man, you son man. You worse than my ex. Ha, 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 ha. You think that funny? We know the truth, boy, keep it 100.
Rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would assume no how to fuck up being.
Girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rap sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, and need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, for it, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she's going for the more.
Easy,
hold up.
Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's from no high to fuck up being.
Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, we getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, cause it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when the time cold, shawty fall through, baby look at they approach, how they caught you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, cunt, love, nah. Caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Would it still know how to fuck up being bad?